Good evening, everybody, and welcome along to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And we open the show tonight with Daniel O'Donnell and the prayer of St. Francis. Make me a channel of your peace, as the world mourns for Pope Francis, who passed away in the early hours of Easter Monday morning, and whose funeral will probably take place on Saturday, Rome time. So that's the news that's dominating news media pretty much all around the world on Tuesday, Wednesday and will for the week, as the cardinals gather from around the world to farewell the head of the Catholic Church. 1.4 billion Catholics in the world, and of course the Pope carried out some duties over the weekend. On Holy Thursday, washed the feet of some prisoners in a jail in Rome, and then came out and had his Urbi et Orbi blessing read from the window of St. Peter's Basilica on Sunday, Easter Sunday. But it didn't look well, and unexpectedly he died in the early hours of Monday morning. Incidentally, his announcement of his death was read out by who's the bishop that's now in charge of the election of a new pope. Cardinal Kevin O'Farrell grew up in Dublin, but spent most of his priestly and career in America. So obviously, as you can imagine, all the newspapers in Ireland, all the websites are leading with stories all about Pope Francis and his visit to Ireland, and the change in the Catholic Church over probably the last 20 years. Was certainly a huge change from the time that Pope John Paul I came to Ireland back in 1979. Programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And Hugh, a proud Donegal man, and tragedy in Donegal yesterday with a relatively new church in Donegal burned to the ground. Looks like it may have been just an accident. No word of any larcens at this stage, but obviously that news is making another headline in Ireland, as is the commemorations marking the 1916 rising on Sunday, and lots of things happening on the sporting front. We'll bring you all that and more throughout the programme tonight. We'll take you off tonight with the first song, Bagatelle, and Summer in Dublin. Well, it was summer last week, not so much this week.
Scream of a love flying jet. So I jumped roads always I need. And if sometime I turn on the cut and I want to walk back up that hill, I'll just get on the road and I'll stick out my thumb, 'cause I know for sure you'll be there still.
Bagatelle and Summer in Dublin, and let's hope it will be a good summer in Dublin, indeed all over Ireland. It will be a sad summer in Derrybeg, Gweedore and Donegal, because their beautiful church was burnt in the early hours of Tuesday morning. Beautiful looking church. It was only built in the 70s, certainly beautiful design. And obviously residents and people in the little town are all shocked, as indeed are the head of the church in Ireland and neighbouring parishes. But the local administrator, Monsignor Kevin Gillespie, said that everybody's heartbroken, but they will make sure this church is rebuilt again. But an investigation on at the moment into what happened. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And as I said, all stories and all the websites of Irish media organisations are dominated by the story of the death of Pope Francis in the early hours of Easter Monday morning, after having played a part in some of the services over the weekend, probably against doctors' wishes. And I see that Vice President J.D. Vance got to see him briefly on Sunday, probably the last politician to see him before the Pope died in the early hours of Monday morning. So who will be representing Ireland at the funeral? Well, I'm sure the President, Michael D. Higgins, will be heading over, as probably will maybe Taoiseach Micheál Martin. And of course the head of the church in Ireland is Eamon Martin. Now, I'm pretty sure he's not cardinal, he's Bishop Eamon Martin, so I don't think he's going to have Ireland. I'm not sure if we have a cardinal that'll have a vote. Of course, there's only, I think there's about 240 cardinals worldwide, but the cardinals that are allowed to vote have to be in their 70s or have to be younger than 80 anyway, so I think it's only about 130 cardinals will be voting. So it'll be a big event. Of course, I was in Rome myself back in early 80s, 1981, and met John Paul I. I was there with a group of people. In fact, the day that I met John Paul, I was with he turned out to be a famous Irish tenor afterwards, Ronan Tynan from Kilkenny, but certainly got to shake the hands of Pope John Paul II back in around Easter. In fact, it was Easter 1981. Right, we'll come back. Don't worry, we'll let you know about all the rugby fixtures and GA fixtures that were on at the weekend, and certainly lots of games and some exciting results. And here is Stockton's Wings and Beautiful Affair.
See all the doors swing open, your life's unfolding before your very eyes. Such a strange affair. Walking around, be part of the sound. Forget all your downs. Feel the air. Beautiful affair.
And the mountains seem no closer than before, and you wonder why. You know in your mind it doesn't know what to hide, and the only way is living to survive. Makes you feel alive.
Then all the doors swing open, your life's unfolded before your very eyes. Walking around, come into the sound. Forget your down, feel the air. Beautiful affair. See the ocean waiting for your eyes, showing no surprise. Make your way down to the shore, you climb aboard, give yourself a smile. Makes you feel alive. Then all the doors swing open, your life's unfolding before your very eyes. The sound, forget your down, feel the air, beautiful affair. See all the doors swing open, your life's unfolding before your very eyes. Such a strange affair. Walking around, come into the sound, forget your down, feel the air.
Stockton's Wing and A Beautiful Affair. Well, the big sporting event in Ireland at the weekend, Easter Monday, the Grand National, and Ireland had a victory over Wales in the ladies rugby, but Wales got a vengeance on Monday when jockey Sean Bowen rode Haiti Coulairs in the Boys Sports Ireland Grand National at Ferry House, and certainly a big weekend of racing there. Lots of games, of course. Rugby, Munster lost at the weekend, and I see now the officials say they made a mistake in sending off one of the Munster players or giving him a yellow card. Leinster had another win. Connacht lost again. They were in South Africa, so their coach resigned last week with immediate effect, so a bit of rebuilding to be done there. And I see, I haven't read the article, Gerry Thornley has an article in the Irish Times on Tuesday saying that the strength of Leinster is not good for Irish rugby. And I'm sure you're all wondering what happened in Gaelic games at the weekend. Well, we'll run through some of the main fixtures. In senior football on Saturday, Leitrim were beaten by Mayo. Not a big win for Mayo, 20 points to 13. Clare beat Tipperary 218 to 115. And a very exciting game in Páirc Cliath, Cork 125. Kerry 3-21, so Kerry victors there. But that game, I don't know whether that game went to extra time, but it was certainly, maybe it did, it was probably one of the football game at the weekend. And Fermanagh They were beaten by down by 2 points, 23 points to 19. Lots of hurling action on Saturday. My County Galway went down to Kilkenny. They were taught a hurling lesson, 324 to 21 points. Wexford beat Antrim, and Dublin beat Offaly. That was a very exciting game, 125 to 219. Offaly back in the big league for the first time. And then on Sunday, Galway took on Roscommon in Pierce Stadium, and they beat them 124 to 18 points. They'll face Mayo now in the Connacht final. Up in Ulster, Monaghan, Donegal was a tight game. Donegal going to Monaghan and winning 23 points to 21. So Donegal certainly one of the favourites to win the All-Ireland Championships this weekend. And then two big hurling games on Sunday. At Ennis, you had Clare against Cork, and Cork were winning, I think, by about maybe 10 points at one stage. Clare fought back and a draw, 321 to 224. And again, Tipperary and Limerick, 223-223. That game played at Semple Stadium in Thurles. So, of course, the Munster Championship is alive and well with lots of big games coming up this weekend. We'll give you some of the fixtures later on. But let's go back and we'll take a poem from Seamus Heaney. I heard this the other night, and it's worth bring back memories. Anybody went to the bog?
Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests, snug as a gun. Under my window, a clean rasping sound, when the spade sinks into gravelly ground, my father digging. I look down till his straining rump among the flower beds bends low, comes up 20 years away, stooping in rhythm through potato drills where he was digging. The coarse boot nestled on the lug. The shaft against the inside knee was levered firmly. He rooted out tall tops, buried the bright edge deep to scatter new potatoes that we picked, loving their cool hardness in our hands. By God, the old man could handle a spade, just like his old man. My grandfather cut more turf in a day than any other man on Toner's Bog. Once I carried him milk in a bottle, corked sloppily with paper. He straightened up to drink it, then fell to right away, nicking and slicing neatly, heaving sods over his shoulder, going down and down for the good turf, digging. The cold smell of potato mould, the squelch and slap of soggy peat, the curt cuts of an edge through living roots awaken in my head. But I've no spade to follow men like them. Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests. I'll dig with it.
I'm
Kelly and the Dubliners and the night visiting song. Before that, we had Seamus Heaney with his beautiful poem called Diggin', and you're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, I'm just looking at some of the coverage of the Pope's death in the newspapers over the last few days. The Irish Daily Mail on Tuesday had a 16-page pullout and another probably 10 pages of coverage. Of course, Pope Francis did visit Ireland in 2015, August, or 2019. He visited Ireland and spent a few hours in Knock in County Mayo. Of course, Pope John Paul I, or second, came to Knock in 1970, or came to Ireland to celebrate the centenary of the appearance of Our Lady at Knock in 1879. But that visit didn't kind of work out as well for the people in Knock, because the Pope had to be rushed out from Knock that evening because of impending bad weather after he spent the best part of the morning at the Galway Racecourse for a youth mass. And then the former Bishop of Galway, Bishop Casey, and Father Michael Cleary kind of kept him in Galway a lot longer than he should have been there. And the late Monsignor Horden from Mayo was disappointed the Pope didn't get to spend and more time with the mainly a lot of the special needs people that had come to Knock for that particular visit. But in August 19, I'm pretty sure it was, he spent time in Dublin, and they were expecting 500,000 to the mass at the Phoenix Park. They said they'd given out 500,000 tickets, they were all free, but only about 60 or 70,000 people turned up. Again, it was a wet day, and he went and visited the Capuchin Friary and met some survivors of clerical sex abuse, and that dominated his visit to Ireland. Then he met a couple of Irish comedians. He met Arlen O'Hanlon, who's he was in the Father Ted, the stupid priest and Father Ted, as they call him. And he met Patrick Keelty, the host of the Late Late Show, and he also met Tommy Tiernan. And speaking of comedians, Pat Short, who we interviewed last week, don't forget he's coming to New Zealand in a few weeks' time and performing at Sky City, Auckland on Sunday, the 11th of May at 7 o'clock with his daughter Faye. And if you want to have two double passes to give away, if you're interested, give me the name of the county in Ireland, in Munster, that Pat grew up in, and email your address to oliver@oliverlee.co.nz. And I'll announce the winners in a week or two's time. And but you can get tickets for the show on Ticketek. And I see who else is coming here. There's a couple of more Irish comedians coming here. So plenty of activity on the Irish front here in the coming weeks and months. Let's move on with another piece of music, and this time the Cranberries.
Thank you.
Great voice of the late Dolores O'Riordan and the Cranberries with Ode to the Family, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, I know a lot of the emphasis on the English Premier League back in Ireland, but the Airtricity SSE, Airtricity League, is in full swing now. It's played about 11 or 12 games. And for those following, League of Ireland, Drogheda United are leading with 20 points, followed by St. Patrick's Athletic on 19, Shamrock Rovers 18, Shelburne 18, Galway United, my team, on 17. And holding up the bottom is Sligo Rovers. There's three playing for the Auckland City team here in Auckland that were with Sligo Rovers for last season. So the games that were played over the weekend, Bohemians came from 2 down to beat Shamrock Rovers 3-2, Cork City 2, Waterford 1, Drogheda 0, St. Pat's 0, and then Shelburne were leading Galway on two occasions. Galway came back and scored a late equaliser, and they're having a good season. And of course, cross-channel, everybody yesterday or over the weekend, we're looking at the championship games coming to the end of that. Leeds United and Burnley were both promoted, so I used to support Leeds in my younger days, and back in the 70s when there was a lot of Irish players playing with them. But of course, the salary of one of the key players for one of the English Premier League teams would probably be the annual salary for a whole team playing in the League of Ireland. And it's good to see that a number of stars in the League of Ireland are now being recognised and playing in the Irish national squad. Of course, Ireland have a big job to do. New Zealand already qualified for the World Cup next year, which is in America, Mexico and Canada. But well, if Trump gets his way, it might be all in America, because he might have taken over Mexico and Canada by then. And his antics at the moment causing lots of unease on the global financial markets, and certainly the Irish government are worried about all the American companies that are in Ireland that are, you know, maybe forced as a result of Trump's policies to move back to the US and set up their manufacturing there, whether that'll happen or not. The Chieftains and Raglan Road.
I from me so hurriedly. My reason must allow.
Morrison and the Chieftains with Raglan Road. I know it well. I flatted there for many years when I was in Dublin. It's in the leafy suburb of Bowles Bridge, not far from the Aviva Stadium, now Lansdowne Road, and the US Embassy just around the corner. And of course that written by the great Monaghan poet, that song, Patrick Kavanagh. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And as I said, all the news over the last 48 hours dominated by the death of Pope Francis, and his funeral now confirmed to take place in the early hours of Saturday morning. It'll be early hours, probably 10 o'clock Rome time, which will be 9 o'clock here Saturday night in New Zealand. And just having a look at the Irish Examiner, what were their stories about? I see a couple of tragedies as well. There was a young man killed in Dublin on Easter Saturday night, and another young boy killed in Westmeath on Easter Monday. And they, of course, given good coverage to sport as well. And Munster have three games left to save their season. Of course, they're not doing that well in the United Rugby Championships. And Leinster, the dominant force, of course, since, was it last week's programme, Rico Ioane has signed with them. So he'll be replacing Jordy Barrett when he comes back after the Heineken Cup match final in early June. Of course, the semi-finals take place the first weekend in May, and the final about 3 weeks later. And then they've got the United Rugby Championship final, which usually takes place the first week in June. So it'll be a big weekend, or a big 48 hours for Irish players, about the third week of May, when Andy Farrell, the Irish coach who's on a sabbatical, picks a squad to travel to Australia for the Lions series. He did increase his backroom staff by one last week, or over the weekend, by announcing on Friday Johnny Sexton will be part of the coaching team. He'll be the kicking coach. All right, let's move on with CMAT and running and planning.
Somehow, and there's nothing to you.
Irish singer Seamat, and obviously doing very, very well. And of course, she's got concerts coming up all over the show. Her official name is Ciara Mary Alice Thompson. She was born the 23rd of February 1996, professionally known as Seamat. And as I said, she's got lots of shows happening. Not sure she's coming down to this part of the world, but she's certainly in the US and the UK right throughout. Just looking at her, she's in England and Spain, and she's in Chicago in June, and right going around. She's in Glastonbury in June as well. That's a huge Port Law down in Waterford. That's their big festival down there. Sweden, Denmark, right through the year. End of the year, October, Leeds, Newcastle upon Tyne, Nashville, my God. So I had the pleasure of watching that Bob Dylan movie the other night, and you just see how singers start their careers and go on. And, you know, from doing small concert gigs to become international stars, and Seamat is certainly heading that direction. Looking at the Irish Independent, and one of their stories this week, Irish rugby concussion cases fall by the wayside as ex-player David Corkery focuses on legal action in the UK. Of course, we know there's court action here against New Zealand rugby as well by former New Zealand rugby players that are now severely impacted by so many head injuries when they were playing the game. There's a lot more protection now, and doctors are more cautious about, you know, making sure players are properly checked as a result of an injury on field, and they come off for HIA assessments and stuff like that. But it's a tough game. Of course, the continuing war in Ukraine, there was a 30-hour ceasefire, which Ukraine said Russia broke before the end of the 30 hours was over the weekend, and that's continuing. And I see Americans have said it's now up to Russia and Ukraine to decide what's going to happen, otherwise they're tempted to walk away. This is the man that before he came into the White House said he'd have the war in Ukraine solved within 24 hours, and he might be a deal maker on property fronts, but trying to solve wars and conflicts has taken a bit longer. And it's just a tragedy. I know the late Pope Francis, in one of his final speeches, talked about the terrible atrocity that's unfolding every day in Gaza. You think that there's been over a month since aid has been allowed in there. Israelis blocking all the roads going in. I heard an Irish doctor that's working there the other day, and they're just literally surviving on the smell of an oily rag with medical equipment and so little food and everything. And I know what happened back in October 23 wasn't right, but what Israel has done since has certainly caused a lot of distress to many sound-minded people, not alone in Ireland, but indeed all over the world.
When come
The West's Awake, Lumiere with Damien Dempsey, almost taking us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling, which is brought to you here each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And I hope wherever you're listening, you've enjoyed the programme. I hope you all had a nice break over the Easter holidays. Weather wasn't too bad it wasn't great in New Zealand, but it certainly it cleared up after some horrible weather last weekend, especially in Auckland with some floods and stuff here. But overall, not bad. Of course, school's still on holidays down here. Right, just a quick snap look through what's coming up at the weekend. Gaelic games, I'm just looking at all the games that are coming up on Saturday next. You've got Armagh against Tyrone in the Ulster Championship, Leinster Hurling Championship, Dublin, Wexford, Offaly, Galway. And then we'll go into the next day in Sunday. Kildare Louth in the Leinster Football Championship, Dublin May. That should be a good game. Not sure it'll be up to the standards of the games back in the 90s. Throughout the early 90s. There were some brilliant games there. Donegal against Down. They're all the big games coming up this weekend. And of course you can watch all these games on gaago.ie. Go on there, it's GAAGO Plus. Where we start tonight with Daniel singing the song in memory of Pope Francis, and Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. And we'll go out tonight with Ave Maria by the Cranberries and Pavarotti. Good night, goodbye, and God bless.